morning. And as we prepare to start studying the book of Romans, today's reading is from the letter of Paul to the Romans. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bibles in front of you, it's on page 147 of the New Testament. Hear now the words of the Apostle Paul. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading, we're on this pattern of Romans and Matthew. We will continue that pattern today. The gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 16 through 19, and verses 25 through 30. Again, as Ken mentioned, if you'd like to follow along, if you pull out the Pew Bible, you'll find it in the New Testament on page 11. Hear these words of Jesus Christ. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, "We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Because today is Independence Sunday, obviously you know that given what happened this past week and this weekend. Because it is Independence Sunday, I'd like us to think about dependence and independence. And I want you to think about sitting and standing. You know, if you had looked at the years leading up to July 4th, 1776, many of our forebears probably felt as though they were tied to a chair. All of the folks in the colonies at that time, in the 13 original colonies,
would have agreed on one thing, and that was their absolute and complete dependence upon Great Britain. Now, for many people, this was a good thing. They realized that it was British ships that brought sugar and tea and rum through British shipping lanes. We were British peoples at the time. We'd looked to Great Britain for our identity and our culture. And we relied upon British troops to protect us from our enemies. But there were others of the colonists who saw that the enemy was Great Britain. You remember taxation without representation. There was no representative in the House of the Lords or the House of Commons who directly represented all those 13 colonies. And patriots like Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson thought that this was wrong, that the yoke of Great Britain was the yoke of oppression. But then finally, as the assembled body met in Philadelphia in July of 1776, this country asserted its independence and became a separate nation. A nation founded on democracy and a form of representative government the world had not ever seen before. And we then became a nation of people who chose to be strongly independent. This was part of the American character. Think about the expressions, "I'm standing on my own two feet." My grandfather pulled himself by his own bootstraps. He was a self-made man. She was a self-made woman. For those of us on the older side of the equation, think about the American cowboy. Think about John Wayne or Clint Eastwood. We held up very strongly the value of independence. But I'm not quite sure that this total independence is the best thing for us today. I wonder about living in this postmodern world and standing truly and totally independent. You know, if you start to think about it, if you look a little more deeply, I think you've got to realize that we are more dependent upon things than we may at first accept. Think about how dependent we are upon automobiles. We can't go very far without the need for cheap and plentiful fossil fuels. Think about how dependent we are upon the capitalist economic system. How many times have you been looking through the newspaper or looking through the internet or watching TV and recognized that, yeah, you truly and really needed that new TV, that new dress, that new car, that new computer gaming system? I wonder if perhaps we have become dependent upon stuff. Think about the last time you had a power outage at your house. Do you remember that sinking feeling in your gut when the power went off? Try to imagine going a full day without the use of electricity. I believe that we are completely dependent upon electricity. You know, as much as we'd like to believe that we're independent, as much as we convince ourselves that we stand on our own two feet, I think maybe there are more dependencies than we'll admit. Many people dislike the idea of being dependent upon God. They think that the yoke of Jesus is heavy. They think that any thinking person, why would you consider linking yourself to God or to Jesus Christ? But if you think of this chair as the influence of God in your life, God provides us a structure to our life. God provides us a way of getting through the world. Think about sitting. How uncomfortable would it be if you didn't have a couch or a pew or a chair? God is always there to support us. God is always there with us. And there's some people who read the Old Testament and look at the Ten Commandments and say, that is craziness. Why would we link ourselves to ten rules from thousands of years ago? And yet what God was doing in the Ten Commandments was providing us a structure for our life. Parameters. A way that we could understand how to live a satisfying and secure life. This was a good thing. Many people look at that yoke and consider that it's tough. But I would argue that just the opposite is really true. The yoke of Jesus is easy. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't find times when independence is important. It truly is. It's a national value. It is important. And there are times when it gets us where we need to be. But I think about this last week when we said goodbye to Jesse Oblander. And I think we understood how dependent upon each other we truly are. We are a combined family, the body of Christ of Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. And in times of stress, in times of loss, in times of pain, we are better together than we could ever be independently. That dependence is a good thing. And as we come to learn to rely on each other, we move toward interdependence, where we discover that my life and your life together adds up to more than it would be separately, that we are truly a form of synergy, that 1 + 1 = 3. Interdependence is the way of Jesus Christ. Interdependence is the way of the world in the 21st century. If you think about Scripture, it points out that we have really two choices. We can choose to be dependent upon sin and death. We can choose to follow what the media tells us is important. We can follow the American dream. We can follow the capitalist society and buy and buy and buy. We can accumulate stuff. We can be what the secular world tells us we should be. And we can always look out for number one. Or, on the other hand, we can choose to be dependent upon Jesus Christ. We can recognize that the world around us is only part of the world, that the kingdom of God is critically important and is the way to life and happiness. We can choose, as Jesus Christ Himself taught us, to be in this world, but not of this world. Because the yoke of Jesus is easy. And your burden is light when you follow the Christ. We can choose to be independent. Or we can choose to be dependent upon God. Because dependence upon God, dependence upon Jesus Christ, is a life of hope and grace and joy. God loves each one of us so much that it truly is an easy yoke of dependence. Amen.